Are you ready to meet the Lord? I don't ask you that. But let me ask you this. Do you know anything in your way would interfere if you had to meet the Lord?
Praise God.
Do you know anything, any one thing, two things? I wrestled with that night before last. Never even put my clothes off all night. God, is there any one thing, anything, more than one thing? Whatever it is, I've given you the alarm. The bell's sounding.
Oh,
whatever it is, you better get clear.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
If you don't be left here, you better move.
Amen. That's the truth.
Have you spotted one garment, your garment is spotted.
Glory to God.
Spotted with one thing,
praise
you're going to be here with it and not be able to spot. Every garment must be spotless. Every spirit subdued. Everything is a doubt about. Move out of your way. The very thought, the very thing that brings it out, that you're damned. You're judged. You're found guilty. You're not ready.
Praise God.
Say, well, I'm so and so. How much time do you want? How much time do you want today to move the thing or the things that are bothering? How much more time do you want? How much have you already had?
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Ooh, yeah.
Brother Earl, this thing is drawing up. Now I want to read a scripture to here for you and show you. When Israel came back in 1948, put their flag up over Palestine, that was one of the greatest prophecies in the Bible.
Yes, it was.
And every act has been performed since then is right down the line. What's happening now is right down the line. Time is running out. And it's not only running out, but the peril you can get in and still be here. When you lose your power with God, you're just a vagabond in the kingdom of God. You're floating around. Whatever you hit, knocks you one way and knocks you another. You're going to get planted and get established, or you're going to get out of the way. Your time's running out. God's not going to give you any more time on your problems that you've had. You may run in others, and not on the ones you've had. Because time won't do it. Time has failed to do it for you. Time has failed to set some of us free. It's failed to accomplish the product that the Lord is expecting out of you and you to be where you are. And you keep breaking it down. And that is thousands of people today in hell that would be Christians. They would be. All their life they would be. All their life they made attempts in the trial.
Yeah.
Thousands of them made attempts. Many of them were preachers. Many of them were this. They lacked something when the time comes. They were found wanting. And the sound made, they were found wanting. God wants us to come in possession of something right now, not later on. If we don't possess this now, we're not going to possess that later. I want you to notice what they did to Jesus here. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple, all the magnificent parts that Solomon had built and laid out this, and to show him the grandeur of it. And Jesus replied and said, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That was his comment concerning the construction of it. You know, you're not looking at anything but what's going to be thrown down.
Amen.
All the buildings. It's dangerous now to be worth much as $250,000. If you got any people, anybody liable to take them.
That's right.
It's growing by leaps and bounds.
Amen.
Sure is.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Hitchhiking has eased off some now, and it's turned into kidnapping. And that and okay. The devil has got the people caught in the place now. They don't know what to do. You wouldn't know what to do. Somebody would take your precious child or somebody away from you, you'd give everything you got for the redemption of it. And the devil knows that, and he's really working. He's really digging on that. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be? That is, all this temple destroyed, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? They had two questions there, only two. It sounds as there were three, but there were two. What shall be the signs of all this temple? What can we tell when it's going to be destroyed and ever stone left out on the ground? No two of them be touching each other. And what's going to be the sign of your coming, which will end the world? The end of your world, which is in thy coming.
That's the same question, yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that we have to put on our minds, is not be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people deceived today. Just think of that. People that try to serve God are deceived and they don't know the truth of it.
Amen.
If something would make you sit down and you'd scratch your head and laugh about it. Every denomination, every church today that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, he's not there. They preach you have to have him to be born again. The Baptists say you have to have the Holy Ghost to be born again.
Yeah.
The Methodists say you have. They call it the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you just tell them you're a Christian without the Holy Spirit, they'd shake their head. They know you're wrong. Right. All denominations, Catholics and all, and only one little group. Not saying that, and they're dying harder than anything and faster than anything you've ever seen. Pentecost, as we know it, is dying. It's going fast. Well, there's a little sprig of spring up here and fan for a while, but it's soon fan out.
Yeah.
Why? Denying the price they're bought with.
Yeah, amen. That's the truth.
They're the only people denying the price that they've been purchased with, because others haven't been purchased.
That's it.
They've never been sanctified through the blood of Jesus. They don't know what it's all about. Denying a price.
Yeah.
How long before the Lord sounds out? God has always had somebody, some little group, some little tactic, somewhere on the earth ever since he left here with the truth. You can look it up through history. It's been from Scotland and everywhere else. There's been a little crowd going here and a little crowd there. But God is going to get his people together.
Amen.
He's going to get the people together. It's been purchased. And they're going to recognize the purchasing price, what the possession is. And what it's going to take, they're going to sound the notes to the people. But until then, they'll keep on rocking, deceiving and being deceived. For many shall come into my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. What do you mean, come in his name? Any person in the world that has the Holy Ghost in the lights of the Scriptures, they're Christ. They're anointed of God.
Amen.
That's exactly what Jesus was when he was... When the Holy Spirit fell on him down at baptism, he became the anointed of God, the Christ of God.
Amen.
And we are now the Christ of God.
Ooh,
and if we don't have the anointing, and if we don't have the Holy Ghost, then we're false Christ.
Amen.
We're advocating something that's not true. We advocate the anointing we don't have. We advocate having the Spirit we don't have. Therefore, we're deceivers. And we're deceiving and being deceived.
That's
and
right.
The whole world
that's
is being deceived.
That's it.
And the truth is just as plain as daylight,
yes,
if you'll get where God can reveal it and show it to. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these must come to pass. But the end is not yet. When you hear the wars, look at the wars we've had now, and the one they're building now. They're even talking about a third war in Europe now, this time. For a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. You know, nation went against nation in the First and Second World War, but this is the time now for kingdom to go against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence. They say now the food supply just can't take care of the world's population. Not even the year right of 75. Pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Been more earthquakes in the last 12 months than there was there's no telling how many years if you put them all together. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's just the beginning of it. When this food is out, people are perishing death in great numbers. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. You've never seen such hate in your life as among the people of God today. They get far enough in and their love turns to hate. And the song says when love turns to hate, there's no forgiveness. People today, they have no feeling. You can go around people, even people of God, they have them right into the denomination with them. I mean in Pentecost, in holiness, and they'll just hear it, Sister so-and-so is sick. We have lost that compassion. We have lost that something, and we just feel like it's taking our lives away when one among us is sick.
Mm.
When one in this crowd gets sick or gets suffering, you don't know what it does for me. Tears come, and I begin to agonize. The other morning, Sister Maggie called me and said, Brother Clark, said, I can't even hold my head up. Said, I'm busy and I'm so bad off, I don't know what to do. He said, pray for me.
Lord
and
God.
I said, she said, pray now, Brother Clark. And I started praying. Mike was there with me and I started praying on the phone and the power of God fell. I said, it's on this end, it's on that end, Sister Maggie. And she said, yes, but keep on praying.
Woo, glory.
Keep on praying.
Hallelujah.
Next morning early, she called me again. She said, my daughter's taking me now. They're going to take me to the doctor. She said, Brother Clark, pray. Pray. Ooh, said, Ted, just tell me will I be all right. Just tell me will I be all right. I said, Sister Maggie, I said, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. She said, now listen, is that your feelings about me or is it the Lord speaking? Is that your feelings about me or is it the Lord speaking? Which is it? Is it God speaking? I believe it's a place in God where we need to be until if there's anything keeping you from being free, keeping you from being delivered, that I should be anointed to see it and help you get it out
Amen.
Of the way. And
she
was begging, do you see anything? Do you know of anything? Can you feel of anything? There's no need to contend and advocate something that you look and see is not true. The man at the lab could stay around in the lab and not get out and see bumblebees fly and advocate that a bumblebee can't fly. Their little bitty wings are too small, he said. They won't take care of it. They're raising them up and down, and they can't fly. But if he goes outside, you're going to see him flying around. He's going to be flying.
Yeah.
And there's too much stuff advocating in Pentecost that's only in the lab.
Yeah, that's right.
Some say if you're born
right.
of God, cannot commit sin, for he's born of God, he cannot sin. And you can start advocating that. And then you let people go out and represent that, and they're doing everything but something right.
Amen.
Then the bumblebee's flying. The bumblebee's flying, and the bumblebee's flying today so loud and so strong until we need to either get the lab straightened out or get the bumblebee straightened out. We need to be exactly what the anointing calls for, the anointing of God, the Christ of God, the Savior of the world.
Yes.
So, no, we're not the Savior. It's what the Bible said. You are the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world.
Yes.
You're the Savior of the world. And I notice a lot of people that are so afraid that God will do something, will manifest through them until they want to get out one way and hide. I'll tell you what makes you feel that way. And I'll tell you what makes you feel the other way. Something in your way. Something you can't look up and smile. Something you can't say, come, Jesus, come.
Amen.
Something you won't move before you say,
that'll
make
right.
you hold your head down.
Yeah.
That'll make you get around the corner and say, I can't do anything, none holy, no, not one. Amen. You get up, God, hallelujah. And like old Peter and John, when they started in for that evening prayer, if you feel like they did, and you see somebody there suffering, one of their brethren suffering like he was, one of the Hebrews, hallelujah, they didn't start telling him about nobody in the sky.
No.
That fellow wasn't interested in the sky.
No.
He had all the sky religion he wanted. Glory to God!
Wow.
Too much sky religion today.
Yes.
Old Peter looked around there, and he didn't tell him about a man he lived a few years ago and how he'd done all the healing and everything.
Woo!
He didn't tell him a thing, Brother Hilliard, on what God had done for him. That's
right.
All he said.
Such as I have.
Yes, sir. He said, listen. He said, such as I have, I'll give unto thee. Amen.
God.
And the fellow held his cup, but it wasn't the kind of cup he needed to hold.
That's right.
He said, silver and gold, I don't have any of that. He didn't need any.
Yeah.
Brother, you don't need this world good when you got the other good.
No.
You got the right kind. You got the people. You don't even go on out and find the children of God everywhere. They'll do anything you want done for you if you'll just get under the anointing of God.
That's it.
And Peter said, I'll give you what I have. Said, in the name of Jesus, take up thy bed.
Yes.
Amen. And let's walk. Get up and let's go. Let's get up and go today.
Praise God.
Let's decide seriously, are we going to just drift on and be among the foolish when Jesus comes? I'd rather do that than just quit. I have. I never have been so far away from God, but what I wasn't getting more out of it than I was putting into it. Let me tell you what that's going to do for you. You're going to drift on down to that, and first thing you know, you won't be able to stand yourself. That is a miserable, dumb, dead, dry spirit today that's eating into the hearts of the children of God.
Yeah.
It's going to kill them. It's
Amen.
Going to kill them. They're going to dry up right on the bottom.
Ooh, so come in here.
And the older you get, you're going to get so miserable until you're going to wish you're out of the world.
Glory to God.
You're going to hate Jesus. Everybody. You're going to hate yourself. You're going to hate everything. You're going to get sick under that. Your suffering's coming. The end's going to come right in the face of you. You're going to see the end. And you're going to draw up. You're going to say, where is it? Where is it? Why can't I see it? Why can't I feel it flowing through me like I felt one time? Why can't I look up and say, Lord Jesus, come, glory to God. You can say it if it's nothing on your line. But it's something on your line today, God knows about it. And the secret sin of your heart's what's going to tell on you. Amen. Not so much the things that people see you do. You may rear up today and get over it. You may talk, do something else and get over it. But it's a thing that's eating your life right out of you. It's knowing you day in and day out. And the pleasures of the Spirit in the life to come is drifting away. And it's going to leave you high and dry. To go around and see old people that used to have the victory and used to shout. And see them now, they're not even able to embrace the power of God in the presence of the Lord. To see them, it's the hurtest things I've ever seen. I was so inspired when I went down to Rocky Mount and went in that little room. Only she kept saying, well, Sister Ember's back here in this little room. And come on, I heard her voice sound like it used to sound real loud. Says, come in, glory to God. And we went in there. And when she saw me, she ran and grabbed me. The power of God fell on her. Woo! She said, I'll be 91 the next birthday. Her tooth was out of her head. And she was bowed over and her hair was white and her locks. And she looked out through her glasses at me. Oh, praise God. She said, Brother Clark, all the peace I get is way under this. All the ease I get is under this. So when the power goes off and it all comes, starts coming, I hurt, I broke my shoulder, I fell and broke that, and I did something else, and it all starts the very minute I quit teaching. Yes. You better get where you feel, God. I don't mean in the meeting alone. I don't mean it by. I mean just walk around feeling. I thought a sister into that. That's her story right up and down. Her joy and her peace and her satisfaction is when the anointing and the power of God is there, and people are putting it away. They're going away from it. Can't you see them going? They're building nice buildings and no power. They don't even want it there. They don't want you there shouting. They want you to foam and deny the power of God. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what's got to be preached in the world. The power of God. Not letter, not theory, not some doctrine, but the real anointing of God will take care of the situation. It'll heal you if you need healing. And anointing will oil you up to go to glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now is the time for us to say, I'm going to renew my covenant with God. I want to come down and take something. I'm going to come down where I'm barren a little bit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I don't have to use. I don't have to have my own. Oh, glory to God. Everything's looking at the signs following now, and they're coming about. Great pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. Men's hearts failing them because what they see coming on. How many of you see every day is hauled in hospitals, heart attacks and heart this and heart the other? I wonder how much longer if poor old Mr. Nixon will be able to bear up. I won't get any time to see something happen or you'll have a heart attack. Your daddy had one and died. Oh, such stress upon the Lord. What would you do in a situation like it? I studied over, I'm not a politician. I am not for him, I'm not against him. I studied over, what would you do under such a strain? He's not under as bad a strain as you are right now.
Amen. That's it.
Your strain is not for political power. Shalom, see. It's for heavenly leadership and reigning in the world to come. Life everlasting. Whether you stand among the blood white saints of God, whether you stand there without being impartial, amen. Stand there loving everybody. Being able to get along with people. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they may not get along with you, but you've got to get along
with
them. They may not be able to stand you, but you got to stand them.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. We're grumbling, we're muttering, and we're seeing things. We're bound to see the dark side as well as the light. But the light will outshine darkness. Hallelujah. You put them both in the room together and see which one wins. Light is coming. Light will rule. Let's not fence ourselves in. I notice a lot of things I try to keep out from us. Don't let, because we have this light, because this little group over here, don't let that show any partiality towards any child.
Amen.
That's
right.
Have the same feeling. I try to have the same feeling for anyone that I see. When I left home today, there was a young man sitting in my room. I was drifting him back into the world. Little boy out of the Church of God. This is his third year in college. And he's already drifting back. And the boy, my boys told me he was smoking. I put my arm around him when I left.
Bless his heart.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Warned him, praise God, said to him, for me, not go that way.
Yeah.
I looked over at Mike and I put my arm on the hand on his leg and said, Mike, listen, take care. Glory to God. And Mike came back home. They're all jolly down Rocky Mount. He came back home. I got him one side and I talked with him. I knew some things. I said, Mike, they seem to be happy. They seem to be in a flurry. He said, yes, Daddy, but it's something village besides what they need.
Yeah, that's right.
They take a drink every time the heart. Young boy there, he and his wife separated. He's left her and two little children. He over there, and every time he starts to get out from under the influence, he'll go get him another drink.
Oh, yeah.
Try to swallow. I'm going to tell you, it's going to let you down.
Yes.
Your bottle's going to let you down.
Yes,
your associate's going to let you down. Your feelings and your strength and your health going to let you down.
Yes, it will.
First thing you know, there's only be one thing left for you to look to.
Yes,
and that's
Lord.
To the mercy, the power, the great King of Kings. And if you're not on one accord with Him, He's going to say you'll have to remain just like you are.
That's it.
Amen.